Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, woo! This right here was brought to you by the Untouchables. Bam, Blog Scan,
hand in hand.
Y'all already know
what it is.
Ha ha.
What it ain't.
We got these bitches popping, making flicks.
Let's go!
I can't even walk without these women flagging me down. Pulling, grabbing, turning on the hardest nigga around. Smoking on the pound of chronic, now I feel the effect. Women send me mouth full and they pussy get wet. So let me check the schedule, it's gonna be a long day. I gotta flip a meeting with the
king of
the night. Now I hit 6-4, about a quarter to 5. Super kippin' so we fuckin' up from 7 to 9. Put a Roy, holler at me, gotta meet him at 10. With a different set of women, now we at it again. Not really too much smoking,
yeah,
fuckin' too many women sprung. Talkin' shit and ain't saying nothing. Don't forget, bitch, that's what you gonna get. Talk shit, my phone clicks, dial tone, and you get. Don't forget, you the one that sprung me. I'm not leaving, broken butt naked, sitting on the bus.
The dagger's got me, blowing up his phone, and I can't even take my loan. Now how far does he got me? Got me doing different shit, like popping pills and making flicks.
Won't even speak about my dick because it crafted my name. It kills pussy and it's edible, but doing this is 94. Do the math, I was 12, getting head and fucking hoes. Didn't have a sound, fat, tall, no brain.
How was you getting all the hoes?
I was big for my age, had a job, getting paid, and I was flossing a little. Getting hype, you was done before I knew of a thizzle. Then the weight started dropping, and now it's really popping. My stake was getting bigger from the valley past Compton. Now I'm super cocky and I ain't never nervous. 22 years of practice, bitch, I'm damn near perfect. I always want to learn, but women want me to teach. I got the fork of getting pussy and I don't even speak.
I'm proud, the dagger's got me. Got me blowing up his phone, and I can't leave him alone. Now how proud does he got me? Got me doing different shit, like popping pills and making flicks.
I'm above the game and know it all, 6-plus tall, ass fuck him, never catch him, I just fuck him on my phone. It's a Pokeball with Pokemon like Pikachu. Code name on my bitches based on battle points and attributes. The bombers once they got the rest to keep on my belt. And if my man was disobeying, I got 7 to help. Baby boo, I choose you. Watch what she gon' do. Deep thumping dick is still sticking out of tone. To another battle, one of the daggers an excellent trainer. These are my homies, that's a wild hoes, it's easy to tame. Some of them will never change your deal or let them go. Never trick on the trick, bitch. There are plenty more here. It's the summary, if you're lucky, she better. Getting higher than the feather, handing over a chest. I'm 24 and have a son of my whole lot to live. And you sprung, cause I'm hungry, but you ain't having my kids.
I'm the dagger's got me blowing up his phone. And I can't leave him alone. Now how proud does he got me? Got me doing different shit, like popping pills and making flicks.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, it's a pimp named Slickback. Like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing. A pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a hoe's place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This is a hoe.
Not in this house, she's not. Why don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins. I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
West side of the West Coast, Western Avenue. Nympho the Great, West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Hey, Dagger, where the flips at? Flip, 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 flip. Bang Out Radio. Hey, Dagger, hook me up with Queen V. Tell her I got a Bentley.
Oh, shit. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. Dagger, Queen V, how you feeling? You good?
I'm okay. How about you?
We back in the game. We back in the game. Like, y'all got to apologize last week. Niggas, you know, niggas was on a vicious Vegas, you know, nice little Vegas trip with the X and B squad, the Inked Up Ladies. Queen V made it down there, so that's why we weren't on the air last week. And, you know, Friday and Sunday, it was niggas was in full Vegas mode, so we apologize. But we back full effect right here on West Coast Wednesdays. And, again, I am the Dagger, Queen V. And as we start off always, shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Lachey, because without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no West Coast Wednesdays, no Slap Sundays, no, West Coast Wednesdays, no Fuck You Fridays, no Slap Sundays, no Triple M Show on Mondays, and of course we wouldn't be right here on West Coast Wednesdays. So, I mean, thank you very much, Topaz, for allowing us to do our thing, and definitely looking forward back to hearing you and everybody else back on the airways when y'all get back, all right? And then next, of course, all independent artists, because even though we haven't been here, y'all still been sending in y'all music. Y'all been sending it to me. Y'all been sending it to my co-host. Keep doing what y'all doing. As soon as y'all get that new shit, make sure the Dagger gets it first. All right, play it and send it over here. Send it to me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that is dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Or you can send it to my co-host, Queen V. Queen, let them know where they can give it to you.
Queen V, VEE1991@gmail.com. Again, that's QueenV1991@gmail.com.
All right, y'all, so make sure y'all get in your music, and I mean all types of music, R&B, rap, gangster, smooth, whatever the fuck. If you got music and it's independent, it needs to be over here on Bang Out Radio, because this is where it's at, all right? We will find a place to play your music, so don't even trip, especially if it's that shit not, all right? And then, of course, last but not least, just anybody out there that takes the time out of their day, again, just to listen to the show, that spreads word about the show, that talks about the show, And I don't know what this is, Queen. I noticed something. I saw something today that just blew my mind. I don't know why it's like this, but you know, we weren't on last week, right? We weren't on last week on Wednesday. Now, the week before that, though, the last time we did do our West Coast, you know, Hump Night show, why
right.
We got like 15,000 downloads on that one show?
Really?
No, wait. No, let me not exaggerate. I'm sorry. 1,500. I added extra zero. I apologize. 1,500. Like a 1,500. But it's like damn. Like, that's the all-time record. But I don't know if it's just because, you know, I'm not trying to downplay us or anything like that, but because we haven't had a show, that's the last show that they were able to listen to. But still at the same time, 15,000 motherfuckers listened to our show, you know, 2 weeks ago. That shit is crazy. That's mind-boggling.
That is crazy.
But, yo. Like I said, yeah, I'm back on my P's and Q's. I've been going through a lot of stuff and got to my Fuck You Fridays like I want to, or my Triple M show. I've been slacking, so I do apologize. I'm apologizing here on West Coast Wednesdays because, again, I am going to get back into, you know, proper mode, you know, get my news stories going, you know, properly, outlines and everything. I've been slacking off a lot lately, so we're going to get back in, you know, full grind over here, y'all. So thanks for riding with us, though, because it's not only Bang Out Radio. Y'all know it's reality radio. All right, so that's what we do over here. Now, we do got some world premiere shit that's going to happen off right now, but I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm going to let my man Levi Kev, because I got to apologize to my man right here, because he sent it to me last week, was like, man, I'm ready. I got this shit. You know what I mean? Don't play it until I introduce it. I'm like, all right, but I'm not even doing the show. My bad. Like, cause like I said, we was in Vegas mode last week, Levi. My bad. Like,
hey, it's all cool, man. Hey,
but,
you know when I hit Vegas, man, we're going to have to link up, man.
Hey, like I said, it's only five. No, actually, the way I drive, 3.5 if I don't give a fuck about the cops. Like, 3.5, I can
well,
go over there. So
I tell you what,
so
I'll be there next week.
So, all right, here we go, man. You know, I had to put it away. Like I said, I'm a man of my word. If people tell me don't play this shit, they want to introduce it or whatever. Like I said, I'm a man of my word. It ain't been played. World premiere right here. Let them know what this track is. I'm about to lay on cats right now.
Oh, man, this is the world premiere of my spring break song, First Class. You know what I mean? It is what it is. Bang Out Radio, West Coast. All
day. There it is.
Yeah,
let's
man.
Go. World premiere, Levi Kev. Let's get it.
Hey, babe.
Yeah, babe.
Go ahead and pack a bag right quick.
Why?
We're going to be gone for a minute.
Okay.
You ready? Yeah, man.
You can be my Romeo, I can be your Juliet. We can fly around the world, first class on the jet.
If you like it, if you love it, put your hands on me, put your hands on me.
don't really want me blowing on the killer. Lay my hand on your chest as you lay on my pillow, and another on my legs, and another in the middle. It tickled me, I do the work of just a little. Sensations tingling through my spine. Thank God, you my soothing. How'd you be moving? Makes my back recline. Let's watch a movie. Put your arms around me, pull me closer. My head on your shoulder. Hold my hand as we grow older. This is special, talk with motion. Feel emotion, boy.
Thank you. Feels like a bird in a ambition, what's the curse? Stupidity, trying to find love in a skirt. And look here, I come a long way from shoveling dirt. In my 88 Buick, 54th place, Blaenersburg, off of Kenilworth, tripping up a perp, cop a snake, a nigga Kirk, just a Lewis cannon sticking on the verge of popping off. Go ahead, set it off. Boy, trip to Mars. I know it pissed you off to see another nigga prosper. Wanna see a nigga vanish like Jimmy Hoffa? Oh, yeah, I gotcha. I push the clock up. Put the clock up to get my rocks up to live happily ever after. I never slow up on this quest for cash. I'm here to stop the quarter. Flying high in this ring of cool. I fly again.
Boys, little tip. No one ever got anywhere just waiting around. When it comes to women, there's nothing wrong with being a little persistent. Damn it, boys, if you want that girl's hand, get off your keisters and go get it.
He's right, Beaver. We've waited long enough.
Her hand must be rested enough by now.
It's Lady Cam, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger and Queen V, LA, West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me. Dagger, I'm ready to get my hump on. Ooh.
All right, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesday, it's Home Nights. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You like how we started that off? How you feel about that? That good to start off Wednesday? Like,
yes, it is. Man.
Special woman, man, Levi. Levi, still good?
Yeah, man.
And there's another one, man. Like I said, just keep pumping them out. But you talk about you about to take a break, huh? Like, you still on that, man? As a fellow artist, I could just never see myself taking a break. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm not where you at, and I'm still trying to get there, or I don't know. But I see. But maybe I see why, man. You keep dropping shit like that, man. You can't. How many hits can you keep hitting people with? You know what I mean? Like bow, bow, like.
Man, I thought about taking a break, but you know what? My break is gonna be next week. I'm gonna be in Vegas for a week. I'm enjoying myself. That's
oh, you
could break.
Be making for a whole week. Next week already. Oh, shit, nigga, damn. Damn, Levi, you should have been out there last, man. But okay. See, I got to, you know, I'm recuperating my pockets, but, you know, just to turn around and go back to Vegas. Like, hey, big out.
Hey,
but we got to make something happen. Are you making big or something? Not making big like that, nigga. You bank one of those slot machines or something like that, nigga. Slide your ass down here to L.A., nigga. Turn it up down here for a night or something.
Don't tempt me, nigga.
Hey, nigga, all you got to say is the word, nigga. We here. You can pick up Queen V on the way.
Hey, you know what I mean?
And we can turn that shit up. But for sure, man, so what's up? You hanging out for the night, man, or you was just world premiering your shit as always?
World premiering my shit as always. Most likely, I'm going to have a Sunday premiere for you too, most likely. So
all right, just try to get it in before Sunday, because you know on Sunday when I be running late sometimes, so I want to make sure if you say it's on there, then I got to make sure I check my emails early. So just get it in before Sunday.
Yeah, man.
For sure, man. Levi Kev, good looking out, man. All right. How's it later? Man, remember, if you want to call in tonight, if you out there listening live or whatever, 661-621-7559. You can either chill in the queue. Or press 1 and holler at me or Queen V. And like I said, I was trying to be more organized. I don't know where I want to start with. I don't know if I want to start on my own shit real quick or if I want to start on some shit I saw in the news. Like, this shit is interesting because it is something nice. So, you know, we got to keep it related. I'm going to start with some news shit. We'll start with some news. There's this video that I saw. You know, I be frequenting the videos, Queen. This shit is funny as fuck, right? It's over in Japan, right? It's on some Japanese news station. Why is there a passed out Japanese woman in the middle of the street, well, not in the middle of the street, but like on the sidewalk or whatever, right? She's on the sidewalk, passed out, like, you know. And there's a dude giving her mouth to mouth, the Asian dude giving her mouth to mouth, like trying to give her mouth to mouth. Why does he stop giving her mouth to mouth and pull up her shirt and start sucking out of the titties right there? Like, and then goes back to giving her mouth to mouth, and then goes back to sucking her titties. Like, the bitch is just passed out. Chinese bitch is passed out. It's all on the news, on the Japanese news, though, so you hear the Japanese lady going off like, oh, nyan, nyan, but you can't understand what she's saying, but you look at the video, and it's like, now let me ask, Queen, if you were in that situation, now, I think it's kind of a catch-22 kind of situation, because on one hand, he's giving you mouth-to-mouth because he's trying to bring you back, you know what I mean, you done passed out, don't know what's wrong, but at the same time, he's licking a nipple, and he's licking your titties in between the, you know, because you're supposed to pause anyway. I know how to give CPR. You're supposed to give 5 breaths. You're supposed to, you know, and then you're supposed to put your head down on their chest, see if they're breathing. Now, instead of just putting his head down on his chest, he's just licking some titties. But then he's still trying to save you. If he saves you, do you get mad?
Yeah, you get mad because, first off, I don't know you, man. Like, wait, why you had your mouth? Like, don't get me wrong. I'm thankful you saved me. But, yeah, like, why do you feel the need? I don't know you. Get off my titties. I know they're not
Hey, but like I don't know. Maybe he likes breasts. But it's just funny. But it also amazes me because it didn't seem like the Japanese lady had a bra. Because you know, it just seemed like he just straight lifted up her shirt and it was just out or whatever. But at the same time, Japanese women, majority of them don't really need bras because you know they're not really blessed up there. Just from what I've seen, I'm just saying. I'm not trying to, you know, not a lot of them got it like that. I'm just, that's just how it is. But at the same time, you know,
I mean. You wouldn't know because it's in Japanese, but I'm trying to figure out what's his explanation behind trying to, you know, oh, she just has some nice titties, so, you know, I wanted to lick on them.
I mean, there's not no explanation because, I mean, the title of the shit said, if you want to look it up, it's on WorldStar. Anybody out there maybe listening live or whatever now, too, you can go to WorldStar, a little free promotion or whatever. I don't care because I look at the shit, so fuck it. It's recent. It's at least probably within the one of the three pages. It says some shit like thirst is at an all time high or something like that. And it's just some Japanese shit. But it's crazy. Like, and she's literally like roofie passed out. Like nothing's like just dead. Just, you know, he's like holding her like think like movies when somebody dies. And they're like no. He's holding her like that.
Oh, wow.
Like,
oh,
and she's
wow.
all sprawled out and everything like that. But it just shows you people take advantage of, even Japanese people, man, take advantage of some cold ass situations like that's. But I mean, but really, I mean, I'm not thirsty like that. But at the same time, like, I just saved your life. You know, most girls don't even want to kiss a dude after they save their life or something like that. Like, you know, I mean, we can't really just call it even and just walk away. I mean, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. I mean, is it really that serious? Girls lick each other's titties all the time.
Where they do that at?
What do you mean? They don't do that. I mean, ain't never been them times you and your homegirls all fucked up, whatever, ain't never licked each other's titties or at least the top of the titty. I'm not saying all nipple suction action, but I mean, girls do this type of shit, don't they? I know I'm not crazy. Please tell me I'm not crazy.
Yeah. Okay, I can be honest. Yes, I've had that moment in my life.
Thank you. Okay.
I can be honest about
it. People be telling me I don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. Like, you ain't fooling me.
I mean, it's different.
That's your homegirl or whatever, but I mean, he just licked a titty. You know what I mean? But he saved your life. I mean, which is it? Which is greater? Your life or your titty being licked? If he had to lick your nipple in order to save your life, you would let him do it. Right?
But, I mean, it's not that type of situation. Come on. You can't even try to flip it around and be like, yeah. It's really not. You know it.
It's something like that. It's not nothing like that. It's something like that a little bit. No?
Maybe. We'll see.
Because you know I'm right. It's okay. I mean, I know it sounds bad, but I mean, on the other side of it, it's like it's not that bad. I mean, but if he go all out his way to like,
it's really
you know,
not that bad. But
huh?
I mean, like, when you think about it, it's bad. If it was to happen in America, everybody'd be all in an outrage. Like, oh my goodness, this girl was passed out. This man just. Advantage of her and lick her titties.
How many times do guys take advantage of girls in that situation anyway? Is it because it's recorded and on TV that it's different? What about all these parties, college parties, or all these, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers get turned up and take advantage of drunk, passed out females. It happens all the time. It don't happen all the time? Is that what you just said to me?
You said what?
You said that doesn't happen all the time?
No, I said it does happen all the time.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, okay. I thought I heard something different. Like, okay, but that's what I'm saying. So what's the difference? That's what I'm saying. So this is something that's bad. I mean, I guess it's just me because, number one, I don't got titties. And let me be honest, if I was passed out and a girl was giving me mouth-to-mouth and in between she was licking my chest, now, and she saved my life, I wouldn't be mad. I would look at her like, okay, what the fuck was that about? You know, I would question it, you know, out of curiosity.
Yeah,
you know.
Just like somebody else would.
But you're saying you would get mad, but I wouldn't be mad. you know, it would just be like, oh, you do it. Like, wow, like, what the fuck was that about? It would just be a question. I wouldn't be mad about it. You know, you saying girls would be mad. Like, hey, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you just saved my life. Like, I don't know. Like I said, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. It's funny how I can make a point about really about anything. But at the same time, it does make sense. It's not like it don't make sense. But like I said, I'm not a girl. My queen here says it'll be an issue.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
don't change your opinion because of me. Like I said, if you gonna bust a nigga head for licking your titty after he saved your life, then by all means, bust a nigga head. I mean, if that's what you're saying, you need to do.
I don't see, and you taking that the wrong way. I'm not gonna say I'm bust your head because if you saved my life, you darn skippy. I'm happy that you saved my life. Yes, am I going to question the fact that you licked my titty? And might I be a little angry deep down inside that you may have taken advantage of me a little bit? But no, am I happy because my life is saved and I have it? Yes, you're absolutely right. Deep down inside, I'm going to wonder, like, was that really necessary? Did you really have to just whip my whole titty out and just show the whole world that my
birth maybe it wasn't the whole world. I mean, maybe you didn't get the whole titty out. Maybe you just looked the top or whatever. But like I said, because, you know, us Americans, or, you know, y'all American girls, y'all be wearing y'all bras and shit. So, you know, y'all should be strapped up. Like, hold up. Like, you know, so it'll be a lot. And then a nigga would have to damn near have to rip off your shit in order to do some shit like that. And that wouldn't be, you know, a good thing, so. We won't. I just found that kind of interesting. That was interesting. let's get back to some music real quick, y'all. Like I said, we're in a good mood tonight, and we're going to get back to the phone lines as soon as we get back. I got to go try to find this other news story I got because that shit was funny as fuck, and I want to make sure I know what I'm talking about. All right, we'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday, Sub Nice, Dagger, Queen. Ah, man, I hope y'all got y'all drinks. Hope y'all got whatever y'all got. Man, we here tonight. We on. Be back in a minute.
Early in the mornings when I think about you,
yeah,
I hit you like what you say. In the mornings when I wanna
know you, yeah,
I hit you like what you say. I could fuck you all the
Ooh.
shadow by my image. Listen to your pupils, when you blink, I will be in them. I don't wanna scrimmage, no, I ain't for the game. I walk out how I talk and I ain't never been no lame. They crippled, trying to keep up with a boss, I paid the cost of what you into. Too swift with the tongue, I'll make you take it off. You on my menu, and then do what you say, Simon. I'll make you mine, like you are just searching for a diamond. It's the game, I put it in my wallet. Time. I like to slowly grind. As you wind, I'll be behind it. It's so simple. I can get whoever I want. I'm into. I'll get you whatever you want.
Wait, forget them other women. They are losing. You are winning.
Hold up, wait, let me finish. Baby, time does not replenish. So please don't hold your breath unless you are long-winded.
I know the name of the game. I put it in my wallet.
About it, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know, because that's just what you do.
You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl, you're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
All right, y'all, we back. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, for sure. Remember, anybody out there, if you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559, as always, just chill in the queue or you press 1 to highlight us, all right? And, uh-oh, there she is. I was wondering if you were still there. How's it going, MIA? Hold on 1 second. 1 second. Uno más.
Hello?
Almost. And there we go. Hi, MIA. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm good. I'm just chilling with Sissy. Sissy, how you doing?
Yeah,
what's up,
Lady? Cool. Did you want to chime in? Would you be mad real quick before we jump subjects? Would you be mad if somebody licked your titty after they saved your life or while they were saving your life?
Well, you licking my titty while you're saving my life. Now, which one is more important, you licking my titty or you saving my life?
But wait.
I'll be disgusted. Like, I'll be like, but I'll be happy that I'm saved.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
I'll be like, I feel weird. Like.
But, I mean, you would feel weird, but, I mean, you would just walk away, right? Like, okay, thank you, bye, right? Like, just bye. Like.
Yeah, probably in that situation, knowing me, yeah. Like, hell yeah. Let me get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that's funny. But all right, y'all. Now here's a news story I found kind of interesting. You know, like I said, I'm trying to get more organized because I feel if you go into work prepared, you know, if I come to the radio show prepared, things may run a little bit, you know, just a little bit smoother, you know. But it's just some funny shit. It just always amazes you what be going on in the world. This is why I try to share it with people because it's just like this is Florida. You know, ain't no nothing ever good going on in Florida if you ain't look now. Now, look, this judge, right? Judge, I'm reading this along with y'all, okay? We all in this together. Judge Lisa Trailer Wolf, 52 years old, a 52-year-old judge, is accused of engaging in sexual acts with a 26-year-old prison inmate while in the visitation room at the Miami Correctional Facilities. Now, this is a judge, all right? Now, a 52. Now, to be honest, at the picture I'm looking at, it could be worse for a 52-year-old. Let me be honest, you know. And if I am in prison and I'm an inmate, you know, you can't really be too picky. But let me just say that off the top.
I mean, damn, you fucking a judge. I mean, yeah.
Exactly. Now, according to the documents, let's say, she also works part-time as a public defender who is having a physical, intimate relationship with her 26-year-old client, serving time on felony charges. She fucking a felon. Like, it's always the worst niggas that just get shit cracking for them. I don't understand this. This shit boggles me. She's in here, a judge is fucking felons that's coming through her courthouse, or just this one felon. You know, everybody got that. I guess they one bad person now.
Maybe I should just turn her on, you know, she do.
But I want to know how that shit even comes about. You know what I mean? Like, was she I want to know what conversation was that leads up to shit like this. I want to know what just happened. Or is it like the straight porno, like they just closed the door and it's just like they took, you know, or just no words and just nothing was said. But something had to be said. This type of shit just doesn't happen. I don't understand what goes through a woman's mind, a 52-year-old woman judge, you know, at that point that would sit up here and fuck. Well, let's keep going. Let me stop. Hold on. There's more. Now look at this. The inmate was eventually convicted and sentenced to the Department of Corrections. The Supreme Court wrote the statement that Taylor Swift continued representing the client on appeals. All right. Now, the commission also alleges inappropriate conduct occurred when Trailer Wolf and the client were in the attorney-client visitation room at the correctional facility. So let me backtrack. Basically, she was fucking him while she was a judge. And keep in mind, I said she was a part-time defense attorney. So when he got convicted, that bitch became the part-time attorney and filed for his appeals just so she can go visit this nigga in their little visitation room. Because, you know, when you go see your lawyer, you get your own room and shit. And then it was in there, fuck it. Like, this shit is crazy.
Yeah, it's good.
So you're talking to her like, you know, baby, I could get you down real good. She probably went for it and was like, yeah. Then found out it was good, so she kept going for it. You know, when you old, you don't get it.
I understand that at the same time. Bitch, you a judge. You're going to throw away. Number one, judges do kind of make bank. If you got any kind of government job, you kind of cool. You at least middle class. You ain't poor if you got a government job. But at the same time, bitch, you're a judge. You know that there are cameras all around them motherfuckers and shit. You know, it's like you on the other side. It's not like you the criminal. You know, you're on the law side. You know where all the secret cameras are. You know this, and then you still know there's more that they don't even tell you about. And then you're going to throw away your job, your career, this, that, or whatever for a convict, a felon, who's going to jail. The nigga just got there. It's not like he was in there for a minute. You know what I mean? He just got to jail. He just started his felony, you know, shit. You know, and you're going to throw all your shit away at 52. Like I said, it's not like he got that many years left. That's what I mean. You know, like...
Well, maybe at that point she just really didn't give a fuck. Like,
maybe.
She didn't, she didn't think she was going to get caught. You know, maybe she did it before and she got away smooth with it. So she probably just got caught up this time. You know, when you get greedy, you get caught up.
And listen to this bitch. This is how cocky this bitch is. Her official quote is, "Only the five members of the Supreme Court can determine what, if any, allegations are true." So she said, "I ain't talking to nobody. Fuck everybody but the Supreme Court." That's basically what she's saying. So everybody kiss my ass but the Supreme Court. That's a ballsy-ass bitch right there. But that's a white lady for you as well. She white.
For
you know
real.
White people don't care.
Right.
Right. Let's see. What else? Violated rules of professional conduct, which prohibits a lawyer from having sexual relations with a client. But, duh. I mean, this is the type of shit. I don't understand why there has to be even laws about this shit. Because could you imagine how many dudes would fuck their way out of jail if they could? I mean, honestly, think about it. They would. And a lot of these guys in jail will fuck some dude lawyer to get out of jail. These niggas ain't giving a fuck. You know what I mean? So it's like one of those unwritten rules. It's like why are we wasting? But I don't know. See, I'm getting all fumbled and shit. But this shit you hear. I mean, would you throw away all your shit behind some nigga that's going to jail?
No.
No,
I wouldn't. No.
And then, like I said, y'all telling me this now, so no.
Then I ain't gonna be able to visit y'all. But
slowly but surely, females out here is losing their minds. Let's be real. I know females who done lost jobs. I don't know females who done lost cars, money. Her place of residence behind fucking with a nigga, and like you've lost it all fucking around. I understand it. You lost two jobs.
Not one, but two.
Your car. I've never been that stupid, and I don't think I could ever be that stupid. I know what my point is.
It also shows that, see, and not to talk about y'all ladies or whatever, but bitches is dumb at all ages. That's it. I mean, dumbness obviously doesn't run out. You know, they say the older you get, the wiser you get, shit like that or whatever. It's like, nah. Obviously not, and not like she speaks for all women, but I'm just saying that she's just the one that got caught. You know what I mean? I read some shit, so I wish I had the other one. There's some lady, a fucking security officer in the jail, fucking the niggas in jail.
Yeah.
Like, she working all around these niggas all day and then taking one in the back corner and shit and giving them some. Like, what the fuck is, like, they say, what is it that, And I hate this because my ex used to say this shit to me when she used to cheat or whatever and shit like that. It's one of those forbidden passions. Is that phrase familiar with anybody else? Like, or you know, forbidden lust or something like that. You know, has anybody heard that before?
Never heard that, but I mean, it makes sense. Like, you want the things that you can't have. Like, you know, when it comes to certain, you know, appetites, I guess you can say. I was in the doctor's office today.
Right.
And this lady was talking about Michael Jackson being a pedophile. And she was like, no, real stuff. She was like, you know, once you become accustomed to certain something that, you know, that you always have, You always look for something that you never had. So my Michael Jackson was crazy enough to look like, you know what, I've always had all these little girls. They've been following me since I was like 12, 13 years old. Now I want little kids. You know what I mean? That's what she was saying. Like, people's appetites become different. So maybe that was this forbidden passion, I guess you can say.
I guess, man. Like I said, I don't know. People's out here crazy. People's out here crazy. Yeah.
Didn't mean to do that.
But hey, what are you doing? You broke something?
Thanks.
All right, y'all. Let's get into Dagger's double play real quick. And how am I feeling? Like I said, I'm trying to keep the mood going. So how about we do it like this? We'll be right back. Dagger, Queen V, MIA in the building hanging out. And, yeah, this is West Coast Wednesday, so I'm nice. Get at us. Oh, shit, wait, bring it back. My bad. I didn't notice that. I lost my internet connection, so hold on. Damn it, I did my intro all dope and shit and everything. Let's see if it cuts back on real quick. Hold on, y'all. Give me a second. Because if not, we're going to have to keep talking.
Oh, man.
Come on, you can do it. I know you can do it. One more time. Hallelujah. No. Not going to work. You going to be on that bullshit, so you feel? All right. Well, while I restart my computer, all right, yeah, we got to talk. Hello, everybody still here? We're still good?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. Now, see, I don't want to get on myself real quick because I just been noticing shit, so I'm going to ask a question because, you know, I bring some of my issues here, some things that have been running through my head, you know, because I don't got nowhere else to go. But look, all right. I've really been thinking lately, because you know how I feel about certain situations, especially as far as relationship goes and things like that. You know, I'm the main one talking about, you know, take your time, know what you're getting into, don't rush into things like that. You know, I'm the main one talking like that, right? Now, but lately I've also been thinking, like, that a lot of time is going by, and time goes by really fast. It's really weird. And the only reason I'm having these thoughts and I'm thinking like this is because I've been seeing certain shit lately, and it's like, are these like signs that I'm supposed to be looking at and shit or whatever? Now let me explain a few things. Now, the first thing I saw, my very first ex, my very first girl, first love, first like real 4 or 5 year relationship, I just recently seen a picture of her in a wedding dress celebrating like 6 months of marriage, and it's like, damn, I didn't even know she was married. Now, again, I'm not upset or anything like that about it, but it was just like, one, I don't know what I felt, but it was just like, oh, because at the same time, she's out of all my exes, like I said, I've only got like 2, maybe 3 if I count the other one, but out of all of them, she was the realest one, because she was like, you know what, this isn't working out. She turned around and she walked, never talked to her, you know what I mean, outside of here, that, so I give her much, much respect for that, because I hate bitches that play around and do all that other shit. If you're going to walk, then fucking walk. But, like I said, seeing that was the number one thing. I was like, oh, shit, like married and for 6 months, and it's all so in love, God finally sent me my, and it's like, I'm happy, but nah. Like, and I don't know if I should feel that way. Tell me something.
No, I mean, you right for feeling like that. I mean, if my ex was to run off and go get married, I think I'd be like, oh, damn.
But, I mean, it's not even really running off, because, I mean, I'm going to give her credit where it's, because, I mean, this is over, like, we're talking over, like, 10 years. So, I mean, that's why I'm even tripping more. So, it's like, this is over 10 years, like, over a decade old type shit. But I still, when I saw it, I was still like, you know, like, damn. Like, you know, I didn't know, for one, but then, like, who the fuck am I to know, you know, so... I mean, I always play both sides of it, but still, I don't know, I just felt kind of, like, weird about that. And everybody I'm noticing is getting pregnant nowadays. Not saying that Dagger wants to have kids or anything like that, but I'm just talking about as far as time goes and everything like that. Like, one of the homegirls, she already got 3 kids. She talking about she pregnant again. I'm like, wow. Like, okay. Like, I guess you're enjoying yourself, you know? Like... But I'm just mean, like, as far as time goes, like, people, it's just a lot of new lives being born, people talking about they got extra responsibilities and shit, and I'm just still just on some whatever shit. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm having an early midlife crisis. Now, another thing that tripped me out, this is another thing. This just happened earlier today, actually. Now, at the job I used to work at, I used to have a crush on the girl I used to work with. Now, I'm not even going to lie, but Man, I was always real about it or whatever, but, you know, we would never do anything like that because, you know, you can't really fuck with somebody you work with. I would try to convince her, but at the same time, it was weird. But we did go to a couple movies, hang out a little while or whatever. Now, since we don't work together anymore, I recently hit her up, like, because we don't work together. So I hit her up on Facebook, like, yo, what's up? What you got going on? This hour, just on some Bah Humbug shit. And then I'm like, well, you still owe me a movie. You just threw that out there, whatever. And then she hit me with the, oh, you don't want to go to a movie with a pregnant girl. I'm like, yeah, you're right, number one. But damn, pregnant, like, yeah. And then I'm like, okay, are you fat yet? Or are you fat already? Or are you still not showing? Like, this recent, like, oh, yeah, I'm showing, like 4 months. But, like I said, we just started working together maybe, like, 5 months ago. It's like that shit just happened, like, so fast. And this is, like, this shit was crazy. This shit is crazy to me. But, I don't know. I guess I feel, like, weird. I just feel like life is just passing by. Like, motherfuckers is doing shit. But, here's my main question. Because, like I said, you know me. I'm the type that's, like I said, I take my time and everything. Now, should I stick to what I feel? You know, take my time, do what I know is right, don't rush into things or whatever, and hope that the right thing happens and time doesn't, and I'm not 40 before I know it? Or do I go against that and just see what happens? You know, I guess that's kind of where I'm at as far as people go, relationships, things like that.
I feel like, no, you shouldn't rush into things, but, I mean, if you feel like something is right, depending on, you know, who you mess with and stuff like that, like, if you feel like something is right, then I feel like you should go for it. Why, you feel me? Because I know, especially now, it's so cliche, but it's true, you do only live once. You feel me? So if you've been messing with somebody or talking to somebody or, you know, dealing with somebody for some time, and then you feel like, well, I like them and, you know, I want to see what this could be like, then I feel like go for it. Like, because you don't want to look up tomorrow and then that person is gone. You know, you don't want to look up and then...
That's why I kind of feel it's like, damn, like, that one's gone. Like, look at this, gone. Like, oh, I had a crush on her at work, gone. Like, you know, like, because once a girl get pregnant, that's automatic, like, shit that I'm not dealing with. But that's what I mean. There's one of my problems. Now, my rule, usually, what I would like to be is I don't want to deal with nobody that got no kids. But how many girls out there don't got no kids nowadays? You know what I mean? It's like, I may be passing up a good girl because of her kids, but that's how I feel. I don't want to step into that kind of response. I would rather build my own responsibility than to step into somebody else, you know, because that's all other shit that I just really just don't want to deal with.
Right. I mean, but see, you can't lower your standards to hope for something. You feel me? Like, I have a homegirl now. Before she had got pregnant with his baby, he stepped into the relationship like, okay, it was her and her baby. Her daughter was 3 at the time. He stepped in, and he knew it was a package deal. You feel me? Then it turned around, and, you know, he had to start taking on the responsibility of not just her, but her and her baby. Then it was like, okay, now we messing around, and now you done went, and you done had another baby, and now she's pregnant again, and now you guys are miserable. You guys have only been together 2 years, and you guys are miserable. But, you feel me, but you were saying from the jump street that I don't mess with girls who have kids. So you went and you lowered your standards because, oh, well, she's bomb and this, that, and the third. But at the end of the day, I don't want to say he lowered his standards. Not like that. But, you feel me, but you stepped out of what you want as a man, because, yes, men have standards just like women have standards. So, you feel me, if you know for a fact that you don't want to take on the responsibility of a girl and her baby, you don't want to go out and eat and then be like, oh, well, your baby hungry too, I got to make sure that your baby eat too, because that's what you do when you take on a package deal. You feel me? Point blank, period. When you guys decide you guys want to go, she got to go run from a date because she got to go pick up her baby, you know, that's what you signed up for. So if you know for a fact that you're not with that and you're not about that, then you shouldn't go for that.
So, but see, but that's one thing. Like I said, there's so many. The weirdest thing about me, I'm very open, but I'm very picky. I mean, I don't know if that makes sense. I'm like the weirdest person sometimes. I'm like, I don't discriminate, but I'm picky. I got my shit back up real quick. We're gonna go into Daggers Double Play. We're gonna keep going. Like I said, I need help. We're gonna get MIA back, and like I said, y'all gotta counsel me today. I'm having a moment. All right, so y'all gotta help me. Y'all gotta help me through it because I got a lot of questions. So I'm just gonna shoot them out there. But yeah, we are gonna keep this going like this. Be right back.
Dagger. LA, West Coast, all day. Tired of the bullshit, the bitches, the haters, all of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Yeah. Hey. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holler at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real chick. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't want to begin. Tell the truth from the jump, yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt. My car don't stunt, I use DVD to buy lunch. I don't like to send it, rather watch it
stack up.
If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no
backup.
I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hate or no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do the things you have that an expect, yeah.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right up.
Come on,
he get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I did that, yeah.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right up. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your neck slow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you waved this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week, my woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See, there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta let that get.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, all right,
I get you wet, I get you wet. You do it good, I do it better.
I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I never did.
You get you wet, I get you wet.
You do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right. Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, while I grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a cheddar. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, got it ain't that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lift, might
have to suck. He get you wet, I get you wet.
Get out here, girl. Yeah.
I got something to say. Daddy's running shit, I'm in control. Getting old, staying real. Got it, then I dish it out. Not too bad, you wanna drown. What it is what it is. Nothing left to talk about. Running mouth is nothing but a fuel to the fire.
You're a liar.
I'm a liar and your favorite supplier. Swing a dick to these bitches like kids do work to the fiend. Top players in the same game, but we play a different league. Same rules, all we want is dubs and dimes. If we feel generous, we get some eights and nines. Handle business when it's over, send them back to the street. They know we got the best, they coming every day of the week. What about the remedies? Playing in Pac-10. The biggest players playing there, pay their way times 10. To each his own, when we stacking up, still don't give a fuck. If we treating women bad, why do y'all keep running up?
Dick was a blunt. They were so happy with it and so willing to share that they were taking turns all over.
jig is a chair. Where's the head I got from Claire? It was petty and weak. I didn't ski. Close my eyes, but this top fell asleep. She scraped my dick with her teeth. I hit her, thought she was dead. She woke up all apologetic, started handing my bread.
Good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Okay, look, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not going to happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand, right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about, sir? We are a proper gentleman, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rules.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform... Oh, God, you sick little back! I will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
Hey, buddy.
This your boy KY, the Lyrical Psycho, self-explanatory music.
Yeah, man.
You're now tuned in to West Coast Wednesday, Hump Night, with the Daggers.
But when it comes down, Bang Out Radio.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesday's Hump Night. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, MIA, can you hear us?
Yeah, am I back or what?
Okay, yeah, we good. Sorry about that. You know, we be having technical difficulties over here.
It's okay. That was my fault too, though, low-key. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. So, but just to get back on what we was talking about, now Queen basically brought up 2 points, which is she kind of do what I did. Like, basically, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you basically said on one side of it, like, if you feel something, if it feels good, then, like I said, go for it. You know, because like I said, life is too short. You know, do what you go for it. Don't waste an opportunity. But then you also said, you know, don't lower your standards. If you have your standards, if you have certain guidelines that you go by within yourself or whatever, then don't lower those. So the question to MIA is then, if it feels good, can something feel good enough or? You know, which is it? Is something feel good enough for you to lower your standards, or do you stick to your guns and then fuck how it feels and let it go?
I mean, it feels so good. Sometimes you can't let it go because it feels so damn good, you know? No matter how much it hurts, no matter how bad you really want that person and they really don't want you the same way, but you just, like, fuck. You just, like, want to be in their life, you know? But at the same time, like, if you got standards, like, you got to go for it because, like, you know, I feel that you should have standards for shit in life, you know, never for a relationship because you can't say, I don't want to be with that person because that person has kids because you have to think about it, like, what if I had a kid and I really found somebody that I like, but you don't want to be with me because I got kids.
But
so
see,
it just feels good, like,
not to cut you off though, but just on that one point, but if I don't have kids, you know how people don't, yeah, you just kind of said that hold it against
kids.
It that you got is. That's what I'm saying. People try to hold it us against
and a lot
us
of guys
for not
kids.
Having kids. Like, why ain't you got a kid, Jenna, or whatever? Like, am I supposed to have a kid right now? I mean, like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
don't.
You know, some people will try to make you feel bad if you don't have kids. Like, because I know most of my homegirls got kids, been pregnant or whatever, and they like, damn, bitch, why you ain't had no kids yet? Like, they be looking at me like it's something wrong with me, but I just don't fuck around like that. When I'm fucking, I fuck one person, and if we ain't fucking to have a kid, then, you know, you
then
just
we
don't
ain't
get
doing
pregnant.
That, that,
if you if you hella fertile, yeah, you're going to get pregnant. If you ovulating, yeah, you're going to get pregnant. But a bitch just don't get pregnant, you feel me? Unless you want to get pregnant, unless you, like,
but
unless
that's
that nigga
my point, It's not my fault that, you know, I shouldn't have to lower my standards no matter how bomb you are because you had a kid. You know, it's not my fault that you had a kid. You know what I mean? That's you. You know what I mean? Like, and then here's a question, because, I mean, they say it can't be done. Now, I've always been curious. Let me see your opinion on this as well. Can you have a relationship with a woman that has a kid without having a relationship with the kid? Can you keep it separate? Is that possible?
No.
If it's supposed to be any type of seriousness?
Nah, I don't think that's possible.
No.
Unless that person don't want you to run their kid, unless you just don't see that person kid at all, then, yeah, it's possible. But if the kid's around, it's
well, I don't see nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't see nothing wrong with that personally.
But
I mean,
see,
but I'm just saying, would that work? You know what I mean? That shit like that don't actually work. Shit like that wouldn't work.
But see, you can do that in the beginning of a relationship. Like, I know... Women, real. Let me go back. Women used to go, and they wouldn't introduce men to their kids, and that's the way I feel like it should be. You shouldn't be having your kids all around a bunch of random dudes anyway, because then you got kids who get confused.
Exactly.
The kids who are confused.
Right.
Or know that you're serious about that dude, then yeah, I feel like you can do that. But. You feel me? But at the end of the day, if you guys end up serious, then yeah, you're gonna have to have a relationship with her and her kid.
Damn. Yeah, for real. All
right, I thought there was a way around that. Fuck. Y'all gotta excuse me, man. Like I said, I'll just be having my moments. It's just, I just don't know because
it is kind of weird dealing with somebody who has a child because you don't really know the relationship that they have with the parent of that child. You know, you can say, oh, yeah, we're cool and I'm just fucking with that person because of the baby. But at the same time, when you proving to me that, like, you really fucking with this person more than just a baby, but you coming back to me like, oh, like, everything's cool, like, yeah, we... You know, it's whatever. Like, I don't know. I think people should just keep it real. Don't beat around the bush. Just keep that shit all the way 100. If you got a kid, that's the most beautiful thing in the world. You know, if you not getting along with your baby mama or your baby daddy, you're fine. Don't put me into it. Like, I don't got problems with no guy who got a baby. But, like, if this chick is treating you fucked up and I really care for you, I'm mad as fuck. I'm not gonna lie. I'm heated.
But at the same time,
me being a woman and me respecting your relationship and me wanting to actually have a relationship and wanting to actually be in love with you, I'm gonna respect that to the fullest. You feel me? I'm not gonna say shit. But if you want me to, I feel if we're not married, I don't have no place to say nothing or like. That's your baby mama. That ain't got shit to do with me. Like, period. I don't think that you should have anything to do with the kid or the baby mama or any of that if y'all in a relationship.
I know that firsthand. I got two friends who are
That's
baby
how
mamas.
You have drama.
I have two friends who are baby mamas and who have both had to deal with their dude messing with another female and then, you feel me, it going all out of control. I've seen that happen firsthand. That's why, personally, like I don't discriminate. If you got a kid, you feel me? I don't really discriminate, but I kind of try to keep my distance from dudes who have kids because of the fact that I don't want to have to deal with your baby mama drama. I don't want her.
Yeah, you
want to
have that.
Do something with you and your baby. That's personally I do that. I'd rather date a dude who don't got kids.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'd rather date, you know, we all, for anybody who don't have kids, we rather date somebody who don't have kids, too, because I'll be like, damn, I want my own baby. I want my own family. But at the same time, if you're in love with that person, you can't help it. You just got to deal with it. You know, that is your child. If you love that person and that person has a baby, you love that child just like you love that person. And straight
and
up, I don't give a fuck who like it or not. Like,
and do devil's advocate just like Dagger do. I've been the girl who I was with a dude and my dude stepped out on me and got another girl pregnant. And then all of a sudden, it came down when it was time for us to break up. All of a sudden, it was my fault. Oh, you're the reason why I don't see my baby, and she got mad at you, and that's why my baby don't get to come
you
around.
Became a scapegoat.
No, that's why I just mess with stuff like that. You feel me? I can look at it from both ends of the spectrum. You feel me? I've been there. I've done that.
I can't. Like I said, I don't have kids on my end. I dated women with kids and everything like that. But, I mean, a kid, to me, is just because the number one thing that I do understand, at least as far as mothers go, that your child or children always come first no matter what. Now, stepping into that, I know that, so I know I'm not first. And as for me right now, I want to be first. You know what I mean? That's just, I'll call me greedy or whatever or something like that, but...
Yeah.
You know,
but if you know deep down in your heart that you want to be first, then that's what it is. If you know
but
you ain't selling
time,
shit
like
else,
said, if I can't
and if
be
you
first,
know you want to find that woman that you just want to
be first
with,
but if I
how
can't
would you ever
first,
know that?
But if I can't be, because I mean, if I deal with somebody with kids, then I'm never gonna be first. There's no way I'm ever gonna be first. So I have to accept that. So you know, and that's
yeah.
The,
but if you really want to be first, you're not gonna deal with nobody who has kids. You're gonna push your foot down. That's
well,
just like when you don't want to have sex with nobody else, when you want to be faithful, you're going to put your foot down no matter how many dicks or pussies is in your face. Like,
you could have sex with just one person, you know, and then not have to deal with anything else. I mean, if you want to look at it that way.
I'm just saying, put your foot down. If you know you want to be first, then make it happen. You
but
know,
you can't
find somebody
who
ain't got
no kids. Situation where you know that you cannot be first. If a girl puts me before her kids, I would look at her like, okay, I would still maybe take advantage of that shit because, like I said, she's dumb enough to do that. But at the same time, no woman should ever put nobody in front of her kids.
I don't think nobody should ever.
Especially if she's a single mother or something like that,
no.
too. That should just never happen.
No,
period.
I don't think it should ever happen.
And then
I'll
feel like a dumbass or I'll feel like a fucked up person trying to take money from somebody. You know what I mean? That's why I don't even ask for shit. I try not to because it's like I don't even – no, you got people to take care of. You got things you got to do. So I'm not – you know, and I understand that. But at the same time, there's still times and then there's always, you know, this.
You just
felt find,
bad.
Gotta,
like, damn, I
want to
get something from her, but.
And kids take up a lot of time. And, you know, the more kids you have, the more time they take up. So, and then you have to find time, and then you have to try to cram as much as you want to do into certain amounts of time. And it's just, it's all kind of different angles to it. You know, we can go on for days and days about this, but it's. But it just still goes back to the same question, you know, do you, if it feels right, do you go for it and don't let it pass, or do you stick to your guns of what you know you want and what you know, what you feel would be right for you? Because that's also what feelings are and love is and all that is whatever is when you take a chance, you know, because how can you know that you're going to trust them? We've already said that already. How you know you're going to trust somebody unless you trust them? You know, you have to put yourself out there just to see what's gonna happen. But
I don't know.
But when we come back, I got a story to tell y'all. It's interesting. Cause like I said, I try to avoid shit, but I always get caught up in shit that just sometimes got something to do with me, sometimes don't got nothing to do with me, or maybe a little bit of both. But I got a story for y'all. It's gonna be real interesting. We'll be right back. West Coast Wednesday, something nice. Dagger, Queen V, MIA hanging out. We just having a real conversation tonight, y'all. We'll be right back. Remember, if you want to get in on the combo, 661-621-7559, as always, just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at us. We'll be right back.
The first time I saw your beautiful eyes. The first time. white flag splattered through the grass. Was it a question? Why don't we fall? I bear the burden, ages of all.
Switch it to the right, bam, like that, wait, bring it back, all right, we good. Damn it, I think we good. Wait, no, we good. Come on. You got to will it to happen. It'll happen. Come on. We got it, Captain. We got it.
I usually talk like a teacher, but I made this song for the freaks. Kids at home, they bed alone. You should probably put their ass to sleep.
So I think about her. Break it down, break it down right now, 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 see. It's a weather song, sunny. Yeah, my shine got me beat, so I rock with. Everybody, all y'all listen up, I want. It's a pretty girl, she busts up me, my friend.
Them short little skates nowadays, and that what they call them, the tongs,
thongs.
Yeah, right. They got the thongs all up the booty crack, and they got that sweet white nectar. Oh Lord, have mercy! And after that, it's over. You wake up and you don't even know what you done done. Just a pool of sweat around your ankles and a deep sense of satisfaction. Give me a minute, Robert.
You look like you need to take five.
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game payment. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Yeah, yeah, we back. West Coast Wednesday's home nice. Dagger, Queen, still good?
Yeah, I'm still there.
MIA, still in the building. MIA. Guess she'll get back to us when we
Hello?
Get back. There she is. See, it's always as soon as I. It's just like when you be at the light or whatever, you know, or whatever. It's like, okay, I'm not gonna turn.
My bad.
Because it's about
I was
to turn. And then as soon as you turn, you know, the shit changes. Damn. Like, all right, but nah. No, I was going to have a story, but I figured I'm going to save it for Fuck You Friday. So just make sure you tune in this Fuck You Fridays from 6 to 8, all right, on Bang Out Radio. But we are going to get the shout-outs and everything. And it was a good show tonight, y'all. Thanks a lot. But I'll save my final thoughts real quick. MIA, go ahead. Any shout-outs you want to give real quick, but let people know where they can find you at.
Man, I don't know. I just want to say what's up to everybody. That's it for tonight. Like, I'm feeling kind of, like, whatever right now. We had a good show. All I'm going to say is the subject of the night, like, was some real shit for me, like, and I'm just about to just pray on it and go to sleep. Good night, everybody. Talk to y'all next week.
All right, everybody. Good night. Have a good night, all right?
All
right, Queen, of course, any shout-outs you want to give, let people know where they can find you, send the music, all that good shit.
Shout-out to Koya Mama. Sorry, y'all. Those of you, Koya's mama's birthday was Monday, so happy belated birthday, Mom. let's see, shouts out to everybody who tunes into Bang Out Radio. I appreciate you guys. You guys can send me your music at queenvee1991@gmail.com. Again, that's queenvee1991@gmail.com. And my final thoughts on tonight's show is be true to you, what you want. Be for certain about what you want in life before you be trying to get out here and, you know, mess up and, you know, end up hurting yourself or somebody else in the process. You know, don't rush, but still, you know, you got to figure out what's best for you at the end of the day. You know, I mean, it's a hard thing to balance, but it really is. And believe me when I say that I'm still out here trying to learn how to balance it my damn self. So, you know, once you can find out who you are, then you can start looking for somebody else and, you know, what you want and what you're going to tolerate and what you're not going to tolerate and stick to your gun. You guys, wait, one more thing. You guys can also follow me on Twitter. I thought about that.
My co-host is tweeting.
Yeah, tweeting, y'all. You guys find me at Cali Queen. That's Queen with a W. Yeah, y'all talk to me. I'll talk back.
Yeah, yeah. The Dagger. LA West Coast all day. Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Just as far as, well, what I'm going to say is, like, this. I don't know what I'm going to do. I never really do. I kind of wait and see what happens because I try to prepare myself where either way, you know, good, bad, ugly, you're kind of prepared for that. So that way it doesn't hit you as hard when it actually happens. But some of the advice I would give is, though, is that, you know, if you're happy, enjoy your happiness and whatever that situation is. If it's with somebody else, if it's with your kids, if it's with your family, I mean, if it's work or whatever, wherever you're happy at, that's what you need to make sure you keep as happy as possible. Because trust me, y'all, there's not a lot of happy moments out there in the world. At least, let me not lie. Some of y'all may be out having the best times of y'all lives. I don't know what's going on. Let me not speak for everybody else. But for somebody who, you know, knows a lot of hurt, pain, deceit, mistrust, lies, you know, mental pain, anguish, you know, trust me. If you are happy, then I envy that and enjoy that. And if it's worth it, like I said, make sure it's real happiness, not false happiness. All right, let me really say that as well, because a lot of people are stuck inside something that really isn't good for them, and you're there because I don't know. But if it is a good thing for you, then by all means, do what you got to do to make sure it happens, make sure it stays put, make sure that everything's all good or whatever. Because like I said, a lot more people need to be happy in the world than everything else going on right now. Trust me. Like I said, I'm saying that because I want y'all to be better than me. How many times do I keep telling y'all that? Be better than daggers. Like I said, my shit's all across the board on all kind of levels. But don't be like me. Like you said, know yourself, know what you want, be happy, and don't let nobody fuck that up. Right? Now, again, shouts out to the boss lady. Thanks for letting us do our thing over here, as always. All independent artists, again, make sure y'all keep sending in your music to my co-host. Order me directly, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Also, make sure you send in, your promo pics with that. And you can find me everywhere. Like, I'm Facebook, same email, SoundCloud. Go check out my music on there, Reverb Nation. Like I said, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. I even think I got a YouTube that got some shit on there. So find me. I'm out there. Just look for me, all right? And, last but not least, again, just anybody out there listening to the show, talking about the show, spreading word about the show, keep doing that, y'all, because y'all out here breaking motherfucking records, and this is the type of shit that makes me glad to be doing what I'm doing, so thank y'all very much. But I got a surprise for y'all that stuck around for the end of the show. Now, I just got this in the email, and I ain't even heard it yet, and I was able to get it loaded up. This is the 6 in the Morning remix. All right, Young Tip featuring T-Money and the Dagger. All right, I ain't even heard this yet. Like I said, I just got this. So we all about to listen to this together. We'll see y'all next week on West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights, all right, with my co-host Queen V. We'll see y'all on Fuck You Friday, 6 to 8, Slap Sunday, 7 to 9, The Triple M Show, 7 to 9, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Y'all know how we get down over here, man. I'm not even going to say no more, man. Y'all know where it's at. Y'all know what's up. So we'll see y'all next week, and we'll see y'all throughout the rest of the week, and we out. Listen to this. World premiere. Had a lot of those today.
Yo, what's good, everybody? This is your girl, Buff Naya. Y'all go check out my boy, Young Tip, with that new mix of King, Body Bag, Kylie B in the streets right now.
Little mama looking good in that tight ass dress. Light skin, long hair, and she do for herself. She been working all week, so she ready to go out. Pop the pill, now she dizzy, now she ready to roll out. She got her friends with her, so you know she getting ratchet. And she gon' fuck tonight with a mindset and no attachment. So little mama, what's happening? We can take it to the crib. This is not MTV, but I'ma show you how I live. Drop it to the floor, but with a mindset like Luda, how low you can go. Trying to see that booty bounce up and down like a low. Grab another bottle, let's get turned a little more. We can party all night, but at 6, you gotta go. Wake up, do it again, and Tip already know. Fucking bitches and pass them like a nigga smoking dope. And if the bitch bad, then she get it for sure.
We got bitches in the living room getting it on. Got them rolling off the pill, going deep in they thong. Then we kick these hoes out around 6 in the morning. Fuck a ratchet, then we pass it like hits from the bone. Just do it, do it, do it, little mama. Gon' shake it, shake it, shake it. Long dick, can you take it, take it, take it? Yeah, the bed, I'll break it, break it, break it. We on.
She bounce that ass like a stripper, and I'm loving that. In the party with the goons, with a thuggin' that. Your bitch a ratchet, hitting past me, eat me glovin' that. Deep in the thong, tipping quarterbackin' that. Long dick with your baby daddy slackin' that. Zone off the green, rolling on the beans. Never captured, baby, bitch, mob on the scene. Serving dope dick, make them wobble when they lean. The way I put that ass to sleep, promethazine. I can fuck you, I can fuck her. Rock the pussy right, baby, no chauffeur. Prefer the credit save, little mama, no fur. Dog in the house, make the kitty cat purr. Then they gotta leave, out 6 in the morning. Pass these smut hoes on, like hits from the phone. The hangover, do the whole thing over.
We got bitches in the living room, getting it on. Got them rolling off the pill, going deep in their thong. Then we kick these hoes out around 6 in the morning. Fuck a ratchet, then we pass it like hits from the bone. Just do it, do it, do it. Little mama gon' shake it, shake it, shake it. Long dick, can you take it, take it, take it? Get a bed, I'll break it.
Let me get on these motherfuckers. This is for the real freak that get geeked and turned up. A lot of pills, pop, drank, drunk, we burnt up. Bitches say they party, here's a molly and a mate. Two hits of ecstasy, now sniffing while we get loose. This is for the ratchet bitches, ones that never get enough. The flipper type of bitches, I will let me and the homies fuck. If you a hoe, then be a hoe. See if that's how it is. Cause any other night, you be at home with the kid. Going all out.
popping with a pussy out. There's other bitches licking it and niggas pulling money out. Go ahead and make it rain. That's for me, I'd rather not. When I fuck her later, she gon' give me everything she got. Showing bitches something long dick, fucking got her running. Busting in these bitches' face, she mad cause she ain't see it coming. You a bad bitch, I see you better raise your words. I kick them out at seven, though. I fuck her one more time.
We got bitches in the living room getting it on. Got them rolling off the pill, going deep in their thong. Then we kick these hoes out around six in the morning. Fuck a ratchet, then we pass it like hits from the bone. Just do it, do it, do it. Little mama gon' shake it, shake it, shake it. Long dick, can you take it, take it, take it. Yeah, the bed, I'll break it, break it, break it.